The Israeli army said today it entered two Palestinian-controlled areas to stop gunfire attacks by Palestinian militants. The Israeli troops withdrew quickly from one area in Gaza, but officials say the army plans to remain for the time being in the West Bank village of Beit Jala. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is in Bethlehem, just outside of Beit Jala. Jennifer, what prompted this latest Israeli army incursion?
Beit Jala has for a long time been the source of Palestinian gunfire toward an Israeli neighborhood of Gilo, which sits across a valley. Palestinians consider Gilo a settlement. It's built on land Israel occupied in 1967, but it's also a southern suburb of Jerusalem, and Israelis considered an integral part of their capital. Also, a number of Jewish settlers have been shot dead on a West Bank road that runs just below Beit Jala. So Israel's army has repeatedly warned that it would consider invading or making an incursion into Beit Jala if fighting continued. Now, last night, hours after Israel assassinated a leading figure in the PLO, Palestinian gunmen in Beit Jala did begin firing again, and Israel's army rolled in about 1 o'clock in the morning.
What sort of Israeli military presence is there now in the town?
Well, Israeli radio reports that soldiers have moved into 5 houses. I'm told there is a tank just about 100 meters from where I am now in Rachel's tomb, which is actually in Bethlehem. And just a few hundred meters beyond that, Bethlehem gives way to the suburb of Beit Jala. I'm told there's also an Israeli tank in a main square there. I should say that a lot of the frontline buildings in Beit Jala have long been deserted. Islamic militants have come into the village from elsewhere. The largely Christian residents have been displaced for months and months. There's beautiful old stone buildings with arches there that have been deserted and half demolished, presumably inhabited now, some of them, by Israeli soldiers. The army also apparently took up one position by an Anglican church, and an army statement has said that the army will take care not to disturb the many holy sites that are in this area, which, of course, is traditionally considered Jesus' birthplace.
Jennifer, is the Israeli army likely to remain in Beit Jala permanently?
Officials say not. They say they're there for a limited amount of time. They have no interest in a permanent reoccupation. And most analysts would agree it is certainly not in their interest, that in the long term it would only inflame the situation further. The goal, officials say now, is clearly to get rid of, I assume kill or chase out, the militants who've been firing from Beit Jala. But it's unclear what long-term solution there would be if the army does not stay put. I might add that Israeli newspapers today are full of critical analysis of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's policy of trying to quell this 11-month-old uprising, a policy consisting mainly of incursions like this one, assassinations, blockading of Palestinian villages. The main theme in the newspapers today is that these measures have not resulted in greater security for Israelis. In one newspaper, Prime Minister Sharon dismissed the notion that, for instance, yesterday's assassination of a leading PLO man would spark more revenge attacks. He told the newspaper, quote, "Everything is already burning anyway."
And that assassination drew a great deal of criticism from the United States.
From the United States, as well as from Palestinian officials who say that the man killed Abu Ali Mustafa, while Israel claims he was behind a series of car bombings. Palestinians widely regarded him as a leading political figure and therefore considered his assassination a major escalation. Some Palestinians were calling for militants now to target Israeli politicians, and Israel radio reports today that Israel has stepped up security both here and at its installations abroad to prepare for just such retaliation.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. NPR's Jennifer Ludden near the West Bank village of Beit Jala.